to another episode of Don't Let the Disability Fool You. I'm your host, Domo Jones, and let's get into it. We have a super dope guest, Tylia. What's up, though?
Nothing much, just stomping on CP like I always am. Thanks for having me.
Let's go. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Listen, I love your energy. Love it.
It's no problem. I figure I have to bring on energy to everybody listening to this pod. I absolutely love this pod, and I absolutely love the host, so.
Hey, let's go. We love you, too. So let's get right into it. Tylia, please, tell us your story. We want to hear from the beginning. What's your background?
Okay, so my background is, my name's Tylia Flores. I am a 25-year-old disability advocate. I was born with spastic dysplasia, the most common form of cerebral palsy. And through my journey with, I discovered I had a passion for writing, published my first book at 16 years old, currently working on my second book, Why I Advocate, and I'm working on several other projects as well. I'm a contributor and community leader for sites such as The Mighty, Thought Catalog, and Unwritten.
That is super dope. So, you said you have cerebral palsy, right? Wow, say that five times fast.
Cerebral palsy.
We're gonna say CP. We just gonna cut it short. CP.
Yeah, just...
So, like, how long were you born with it, or did it come later in age?
Well, I was born with cerebral palsy, but I wasn't officially diagnosed with cerebral palsy to the age of 2. After my mom took me to many doctors, and they told her, well, your daughter's premature, so she's going to be delayed. And by the time I was 2, my mom's like, nah, there's something wrong here. So
yeah.
She took me to the doctor, and they officially diagnosed me with CP.
Man, that's crazy. So how was it with CP growing up? Like, did you have like any limitations? How was that?
It was an adventure, I would say. I had many limitations. I've had to have several surgeries to correct my dislocation of my hip, my hamstrings, and basically my mobility. So it left me wheelchair bound.
Really? So do you, okay, first off, do you have a name for your wheelchair?
I do have a name. His name is Charlie.
Come on, Charlie. Okay, so where did Charlie come from?
I don't know, because, like, I always feel like when I'm in the wheelchair, or I like to call it the General Lee, but the reason why I named my wheelchair Charlie is because I'm like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. I have many possibilities.
I love that. That's so dope. Okay, so question. What is living with your disability? What is something that people underestimate about you?
The fact that I could achieve anything I set my mind to.
Yeah.
Like from the age of 12, I was in softball, singing, dancing, chorus. I was doing so much. And then by 15, I discovered I had a passion for writing and I wanted to publish a book. But that all started from a tragedy. I lost my best friend who had cerebral palsy, the same type that I had, and a brain tumor. And he lost his battle when I was going through the in denial stages. I was going through the grief. So I needed to find a way to channel my grief and my emotions because the things I was doing wasn't working.
Yeah.
So one day, I go to Barnes & Noble with my stepdad. I'm having a vanilla bean frappuccino, and all of a sudden, I have this daydream of me writing a book.
Really?
But I didn't know what kind of book it was. So when I got home, I opened up my MacBook Pro and I started writing the first sentence to James Ticking Time Bomb. Hey, see that kid over there? And it just came to me naturally.
Yeah. That is so dope. So you said not only did you write one book, you wrote 2.
Yes, I'm currently working on that currently in the middle of the pandemic, and the reason why I decided to write a second book. I've been wanting to write a second book for a while, ever since I was 17 and published the first book, but you know how that is. You have to gain more experience and you have to grow up.
Yes.
Well, during the pandemic, I connected with so many great advocates like Priya Ray from DYA, Bull Claiming Disability, Aaron Mooncay, and Molly Miller, and we started to explore the broken cracks in the system when it came to the ADA and all this stuff, and I'm like, why don't I write a book about my life experiences and why I advocate?
That's super dope. So, if you don't mind, do you know the name of it? Can we get a little sneak peek of the name?
Okay, the book is going to be called Why I Advocate. I haven't finished it. I'm still in the rough drafts of it, but it's going to be called Why I Advocate, and it's basically a memoir of my life and what I learned from each experiences, and it being the reason why I'm the advocate that I am today.
Yeah, I love that. That's like super, super, super exciting. I can't wait till you publish it, because I am definitely, definitely going to get that book for sure.
Awesome.
So I have a quick question, just a little quick question. What are some things that you like to do in your spare time?
Well, when I'm not writing and advocating, you could catch me as a DJ at Asheville FM at the Stomping on CP radio show on Tuesdays from 2 to 4. And I'm at the end of the segment of Pass the Hatchet with Dr. Hyena. What else do I like to do? I like to find more opportunities like these to share my story and spread awareness about cerebral palsy through the community. I love to write songs and just write poetry, so I do it all.
That is so you must be into music. You like a little music?
Yes, country music is my thing. Blake Shelton, love
hey,
that.
Hey, come on, Blake.
Blake.
I love it. So, you know, I had to do a little bit of digging. You already know.
Yeah.
So, what is Night to Shine 2020? Like, you got a whole tiara and everything.
That was amazing. Basically, Night to Shine is a dance started by the Tim Tebow organization, and it's for people with special needs to have a prom night. And each and every year that I've gone, it's been more phenomenal. Unfortunately, due to COVID, this year it's going virtual.
Okay. So, it's for everyone. Anyone that's, you know, disabled.
Yeah, anyone that's disabled, and it's a worldwide event, so every church has it all over the world, and we all come together, and you know, this year, it was extra special to me because I got to reunite with my camp friends from 15 years ago, and I didn't even know they were going to be there, so it was like a camp reunion.
Yeah, that's so dope.
And did you... I didn't even remember us. I'm like, no, but good to see you guys after 15 years.
Yeah, that's so dope. I love that. That's super fun. You made a quote, and I'm a read it because I think it's super dope. It says, "A person with cerebral palsy, I've learned that obstacles are what makes you stronger and a better person. I'm so thankful that I went through the obstacles I did, because without them, I wouldn't have been able to share my story as a woman who stomps on CP. # stomping on cerebral palsy. Let's go."
Wow, you really did your research on
me. Oh, yeah.
For sure, I would say that means to me embracing every obstacle with the lessons behind it. Like, because we all go through obstacles in our life, but 99% of life is how you react to them and what you learn from them to be a better person.
Yes.
And that's what I decide to do each and every day.
I think you're such an amazing person to be 25. Like, you have such good spirits. And that's one thing I love, because, you know, living with a disability, because I have one myself, so we have our down days, but because, you know, we've learned to be so mentally strong sometimes, because our physical may be down, so because we learn to be so mentally strong, it outweighs, you know, those bad days, because we have something to look forward to. And I think all the positivity that you're doing, and even the positivity that you're speaking, is what's pushing you past the stigma of yeah, I have this condition, but I'm not stopping, period.
Yeah, exactly. In my job, when I first started stomping on CP, and I came up with the name, and it's actually very funny how I came up with the name for stomping on CP. I was with a young man from Kentucky at the time, and we were having our little Skype dates, and I was trying to think of advocacy names, and I thought of Tylea the Unstoppable, I thought of the Queen, and then he's like, think about it, what does an elephant do when he's mad? He stomps, and that's what you do. You stomp on CP, so I have to give my ex-boyfriend a shout out.
Shout out. Thank you for the push.
And thank you for all the lessons you taught me.
Let me tell you one thing that you posted that I think everyone in the disabled community can agree with. You said, yes, I have a disability. Don't stare. Give me a smile or ask instead. Oh my gosh, if that's not the realest quote ever.
Yeah, that is the realest quote
ever.
Okay. Yes, that is the realest quote ever. And I, you know, because it's so funny, Demo, because I'll go out to stores and people stare at me as if I'm an alien. And I'm like, hello,
yes.
I'm not an alien. Yes, my name's Talia Flores. I have cerebral palsy, and they look at me. They go, "You can talk." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm like a real edition Woody's dog."
Right. Oh my gosh! Like, I cannot stand that. That is so irritating to me. Like, I get scared because I use a walker, and I have a leg brace. Which,
oh my goodness! And it's like, what? Why are you
right? Just ask me what's wrong. Like, don't think I'm like a foreign object. I'm not an alien.
And if you can't think of how to act, say hi.
Yes. Like, we're regular people. And I tell everybody that, like, we're normal people. We breathe like you. We use the bathroom like you. We move like you. We talk like you. We regular.
Yeah, we're regular folks. But we just look extra pretty, in my case, on wheels. I bring the sexiness out of my wheels, okay? My windswept legs are the sexiest part of my body. I ain't ashamed to say.
Listen, I love it. I love it. I don't even care. I love it. So, are you in school
like,
right now?
But you posted a picture. You and your... No, actually, I graduated from trade school last year, and I got my certification in creative writing and screenplay literature. Basically, creative writing for the entertainment world, and I plan to take that very far.
Yes, that's cool. So, is your goal to be like a filmmaker?
Yes, that is my goal.
That is so cool. Okay, all right. So let's talk about it. What is one of the dreams that you have that you really just want to accomplish?
I want to write a film with Steven
Spielberg.
Let's
go. Okay, what type though? What's the genre?
Okay, so it would be like E.T. It would be like E.T., but this kid has cerebral palsy and he gets bullied a lot. So like E.T. would come back to be his friend. And it'll talk about exclusion. I mean, E.T.'s already came back in a few commercials, so why
right
not
all the way.
Back?
Like, I don't find a problem.
For the newer generation, although there's a bootleg version of E.T. called Mac and Me, and it was just and it features a kid in a wheelchair, but the representation of that child was so bad I couldn't even watch. You know when you see movies that they have someone in a wheelchair, but they kill them off at the end. And I'm like, not everybody
right,
in a wheelchair's
like,
gonna
let
die.
Us be great for a little bit at least.
Like, kill them off of old age, and that's something I've never seen in films, I've never seen in literature, and that's why I want to dive
yes,
into that.
Yes, I totally agree, and you know what, I'm gonna be rooting for you, because if I see a movie, and it says, written by Tally, I'd be like, oh snap, I know her!
No, you're gonna see it. I have a lot of great things to come in the next few years. I'm so excited. So when the movie happens, I'll be inviting you to the premiere.
I'm going to hold you to it, too.
I'm going to invite you, and then when I'm a best-selling author and I'm on these shows, which being a best-selling author is something I've always wanted to be, to make an impact on the community, not for the fame. Like, I hate when people, like, it's not that I don't like it when people do this, but, like, when they see me on Facebook or when they see that I respond to a message or I like a post, they're like, oh my god, you're stomping on CP with Tylea, you're famous now. I mean, look at you. And I'm like, I don't want to be considered famous. I'm just an ordinary woman who loves country music and loves everything about
and that's
my
it.
Life.
That's all. Just as humble as can be. I love it. And that's probably what's going to, I don't want to say probably, that is what's going to take you far, because you're humble and you have a motive behind it. It's not for the fame. Like, forget the fame, forget the money. Like, I'm doing this for a total different reason.
Yeah, forget it. I'm doing this for one purpose. I'm doing this for one purpose only, and I'm going to tell you, awareness and advocacy and understanding and exclusion, honey.
Yes, don't forget about us little people. So look, Talia, like, what is...
Because that's what we... That's what we really need in this society and in this nation.
Yes, that is so true, because we are considered the underdogs for some odd reason. And I feel like we can do more than the average Joe. Like, I think we could do way more because we already have a disadvantage starting off. So we push. We're like, we fighters, period.
Yeah, we're fighters to the end. Like, you stomp on your obstacles. I found you on Facebook and I was listening to your pod and I was like, this girl's awesome.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Listen, we both are on the same page.
I was like, oh my gosh, you're a perfect example for the disability community and the world around us. So I thank you for your time of making this podcast and sharing your story through this podcast. You know, it's really amazing.
I definitely appreciate that. Like, that was literally the main reason why I wanted to do the podcast, because I wanted to get not only my voice and my story, but I wanted to get others who are on the same page as me, my community. I wanted to get their story out there too, because we can do things. Like, don't underestimate us. Like, we always need help. Like, we can't do anything. Like, we're immobile. Like, we're illiterate, because we can do a lot more than what our title condition is.
Yeah, and don't feel petty for us just because you see my diagnosis on a piece of paper, because I don't want petty.
Please don't pity me at all. That is so true. So what is next? What do you have coming up?
Next, what I have coming up is the holiday special for my radio show on Asheville FM. I have my second book that I'm working on, and I plan on opening up a nonprofit organization. Snap.
She's on a run, folks. She's on a run for greatness. Let's go.
And as always, I'm just going to stomp on CP and share my story
period.
To the best of my
ability.
Period.
That's it. That's all. Like, that's it. I love it. I'm super excited.
And each and every morning that I wake up, my first initial thought is when I'm having a spasm. You know, it's not really the spasming. It's what could I do to be a better advocate today?
Yes. It's but perspective is so key living in this life, especially now, like in this world right now that we're living in. Man.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. It's a lot to navigate through, just as we're going through the hurdle of, like, talking about the ADA and doing all these great things. Now we have the other hassle of living in a society that wasn't made for us to begin with, but dealing with the pandemic
now.
Yes,
that is so true. Yeah, we definitely have to keep a positive mindset and a positive attitude, especially for our community, because it's tough. We're already medically bound in general. And then now with like all this stuff going on, we have to be even more cautious. So yeah, the positivity and the mindset is like so key.
Hold on one second. No.
Don't take it.
Don't take it. I'm sorry. My dad was coming in.
It's okay. Hi, Dad.
Yeah, I was trying. Yeah, he was coming in asking me if I was done with my fish fillet because I'm eating fish fillet.
Okay. Currently. Fish fillet. Hey. Listen,
No, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, their chicken sandwiches are the best.
I'm already knowing. They are legit. I love it.
Yeah, they're like... The only thing is, I'm upset that they're closed on
Sundays. I know. You already know I was about to start singing a song that kind of closed on Sunday. Hey, hey, yo, my Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, like, I'm upset about that they're closed on Sunday.
Yeah, I think everybody is, for sure, because we just want to eat Chick-fil-A on Sunday, too. We want to eat Chick-fil-A every day.
Yeah, like... Yeah, it's like, why have KFC? Why have Popeyes when you could have a nice chicken sandwich?
Right. Listen, I totally agree. Well, listen, Talia, thank you so much again for being on the show. I definitely appreciate it. Thank you for your time. I mean, we have a great one on this episode. And I just got one question. Are you ready for the question?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Here it comes.
Yes.
You ready for it? Would you rather keep your current sleep schedule or hibernate for 3 months and have 9 months of 24/7 alertness without being tired?
I would have to go with the second option because I don't sleep as it is. CPO.
Listen.
So, I don't sleep as it is. So, I'm going to have to go with the hibernation. And I always say that I'm a bear at heart. So,
boom. You heard it, folks. I need to be
So, I'll go into hibernation right now. But just after Thanksgiving. Because I want my green bean casserole, green beans, tomatoes, potatoes, ham, jam.
All that. You name it. I know, me too. I want it all. Listen, that's so funny. Thank you again so much for being on the show. I definitely appreciate it. And we're going to have you
no
back
problem.
Again for sure.
Yes.
You are listening.
Sure.
Go ahead.
For sure. And I would have to have you on my radio show too. Because we'll do a
Oh, yeah.
Heck
hands down.
We're
about to have a lot of fun.
All right. Well,
you
thank
are
you
definitely
for
welcome.
Me.
You are listening to the podcast of Don't Let the Disability Fool You. I'm your host, Domo Jones, and we out. Love you.
Love you.